Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Polokwane 31, Emalahleni 28, Rustenburg 32 degrees.
Kempton Park, R21 northbound, a truck crash on the off-ramp to Pomona Road and delays in Soweto on the N1 southbound at Rancho Road.
The city of Tshwane has restored power to some parts of Pretoria East after the Mooikloof substation explosion. The explosion, which occurred last week, led to a massive fire that destroyed a transformer and distribution panels. Your spokesperson, Lindette Mashihu.
We were able to also restore power to Mooikloof Ridge Estate as well as unbekent rural areas, but power tripped. We have our artisans on site investigating the cause of the trip.
Now, with South Africans heading to the polls in just over a month's time, many people are convinced that there's a hidden agenda behind the suspension of load shedding. It's been more than 3 weeks since we experienced any form of power cuts. Eskom insists this is mainly due to an improvement in generation capacity, but these residents aren't convinced.
It's crazy that only now, like close to elections, this is what they're showing. It's giving, hey, vote for us, and this is what's going to happen all the time. No load shedding. And then as soon as the elections are over, it's stage 20.
I'm not convinced. If they're thinking that we're going to fall for the campaigning stunt for elections, oh, shame. Bahambe wrong.
Load shedding is like Lord Voldemort from Harry Potter. It must be like he who must not be named. You mustn't say the name because then it will return to full power.
At the same time, former ANC President Thabo Mbeki is campaigning for the ruling party in Soweto today. This comes as the ANC is hoping its heavyweights to bolster its campaign ahead of next month's elections. Khalema Mutlanti, David Mabuza and Baleka Mbete are also expected to campaign for the party. Six men accused of hijacking and killing soccer player Luke Fleurs returned to the Roodepoort Magistrates Court in their bid to get bail. Fleurs was shot dead at a Honeydew filling station earlier this month. Suspects were arrested days later and have since appeared in court on charges of murder, robbery with aggravating circumstances and defeating the ends of justice. For more, go to jackarandafm.com and click on news. And the Eastern Cape Liquor Board and the Buffalo City Metropolitan Municipality have been found guilty for failing to protect the rights of children. This is in relation to the 2022 incident where 21 teenagers were found dead at the Enyobeni Tavern in East London. The incident happened on a day that was meant to be a celebration after examinations. The South African Human Rights Commission has since conducted an investigation, delivering the report today. Commissioner Klubi Berlengkwaniga.
The revelation that the Enyobeni Tavern operated without proper zoning as a business establishment underscores BCMM's failure to enforce zoning laws, building regulations, directly infringing upon the right to a safe and healthy environment as safeguarded by international human rights instruments.
I'm Chanel September, more news at 2.
Merci beaucoup, madame. Further news, jackarandfm.com.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda.
Take a photo, eternalize this moment for the days when I don't believe. When our love gets stolen, cause there's no exception, and I know time will take you far from me. Let this night invade my lungs, you're all I wanna breathe. Right beside the lake, I burn for you, you burn for me. So kiss me the way that you would.